burglary tourists. They are terrorizing Los Angeles as marauding South American gangs fly in to the United States on a visa to steal from mansions. That literally sounds like a Hollywood movie, doesn't it? Yeah, let's get into it. It's not. Here we go.
Police say thieves from South America come to the U.S. on tourist visas and target homes in wealthy neighborhoods, especially in cities with soft-on-crime policies like Los Angeles. Even if they're caught, they often don't stay in custody for long. They move on to other states, fencing the stolen good here or shipping it back to countries like Chile. William Lachaness is in Los Angeles. He's got this crazy and bizarre story for us. So, William, why are they so hard to catch?
Well, number one, Sandra, I am told most are arriving here specifically from Chile, which is the only Latin American country you don't need a visa to enter the U.S. as a tourist. That means no background check. No, secondly, they have fake IDs to rent cars and hotels, so there's no electronic trail to follow. Police caught these four red-handed outside Philadelphia with masks, gloves, reciprocating saws, and glass break-in tools. North Carolina, four more. These four guys face 200 charges of breaking and entering homes to steal. Glendale, California. Police there arrested these three from burglarizing multiple homes. And finally, Baltimore, these five connected to break-ins in Maryland, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma. What do they all have in common? They all entered from Chile posing as tourists.
Not only are they robbing us blind and burglarizing our homes, but then they're not held to answer for their crimes because we don't know and cannot represent to the court what their criminal background is.
And that's because as a tourist waiver country, police don't know their criminal background before they board an airplane, allowing them to travel to wealthy areas, not just L.A., New York, Miami, Phoenix, Detroit, Indianapolis, and more, where they case houses, break in, take cash, collectibles, and jewelry.
I can tell you that we have a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups that are outside this country.
And why are they so effective? Now, with those fake IDs, existing police databases and informants are virtually useless. High-end jamming devices disable home security systems. And because they don't use guns, most sheriffs don't hold and DAs don't prosecute residential property crime.
There you go.
I literally cannot comprehend.
So if you think about it, they figured out the loophole, right? They figured out, all right, so if we don't use guns and there's no violent crime, we can get in, we can get out. And if things get hot, we just leave the country. Nobody knows who they are. They just leave the country. So it's literally like in the movie Point Break, where, you know, the surfers, where they were chasing the surf around the world, right? They're world-class surfers riding the big one. And that's how Patrick Swayze, he went out in the end, right? On that enormous 150-foot wave, just took him down. Got taken out to the sea. Yeah. No, they were chasing, you know, they were chasing the waves around. And so they'd do a little burglary action. And then when things got hot, let's go surf. Let's go do our thing. But, you know, even when that movie was made, was that like 30 years ago? There was this notion that if you were a robber, eventually you were going to get caught and you were going to do some time. Not anymore. The legal system, and there's no functioning, you know, just everything's kind of breaking down. And that's why there's so many cracks happening out there and so much of this stuff. I mean, 30 years ago, you would have not seen this headline because it would not have been a thing. The numbers on this one are pretty staggering, because this story here, we'll talk about it. Wealthy Los Angeles residents are increasingly seeing their luxury goods stolen by bands of burglary tourists who are exploiting the U.S. visa system, enter the country and break into mansions before fleeing to their home countries with the loot, police have warned. The burglars from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru are allegedly responsible for 94 burglaries in just one section of the city in 2023 alone. Officials of the Los Angeles Police Department told the LA Times, The gangs are also believed to have stolen from Long Island and New Jersey last month, and in 2022, the FBI considered them an enormous threat to the U.S., a supervisor special agent told the Washington Post. But with everything else that we've got going on, is this really that important? All right, so they're stealing some stuff for some rich Americans. Do we care? Nope, not really. Just don't care. Don't care. Don't care at all. Look at this guy. Just wandering through a house. He's going to go rifle through the jewelry drawer. But they have only become more active over the past few months. Los Angeles police said that as they announced a task force to crack down on those Lanzas Internacionales, international thieves, last week. So you've got this task force because it's become so apparent. Ooh, yeah, this isn't good. Ooh, yeah, not good. The number of crimes tied to these kind of crews are way, way up, despite overall burglaries being down. You know what? Here's the TikToker we're going to talk about later. Are these criminal number, are the crime numbers way, way down? Or are people just not reporting them? Yeah, I think they're way underreported because we've just become so, the word Andrea Suarez from We Heart Seattle uses is inured, meaning you've just become used to something really bad. All right, crime happens. Big city. We're in LA. Crime happens. My house got robbed 14 times last year. Yeah, it's pretty normal. Yeah, just you take the good with the bad, and that's all you can do. It's believed the thieves are entering the country under a 2014 visa waiver program. Cut that off. If you know, cut it off. Biden's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. It was intended to increase tourism from trusted countries. Chile is a trusted country? Okay. All right. I would say not now. Make them get a visa. Know who they are. Might cut down on this just a scooch, right? Just a scooch. If you've got the intel to put together a task force in Los Angeles, that might be your sign, right? The program, the electronic system for travel authorization, allows South Americans to enter the United States for an unlimited number of 90-day periods. Just keep going back to back. Come on back, steal some stuff, go home, come back, steal some stuff. They target wealthy homes in cities with lax bail laws and return to their home countries while on bail if they get popped. I mean, how many of these are not getting popped? Yeah, tons, right? Tons. The groups do not carry guns as they don't want to risk gun charges. They're smart. They understand the odds. Okay, yeah, not worth it. Not worth it. But they're often equipped with so-called jamming devices that allow them to access a home's Wi-Fi system and potentially unlock security systems connected to the internet, Hamilton said. These guys know what they're doing. They're they are tourist burglars, right? Ah, we're going to go on a little international trip. We're going to go take a little vacation. We'll come back with some loot. They're like modern-day pirates on airplanes, right? The burglars from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru are allegedly responsible for 94 burglaries. Talked about that. They often climb on ladders, rain gutters, or stacked patio furniture to enter a home's master bedroom on the second floor, where people are less likely to have an alarm system. That's true. I think about that fairly often. I've got a big sliding glass door on my home, and I don't have blinds on it yet, so it's kind of like, all right, I walk out there. I don't have much in my home. If somebody wants to steal my TV, whatever. Got some other, I just don't have a lot of stuff. I'm a single dude living in a house. And, I don't have that normal. I've got the wife's jewelry here. We got all this stuff. It's like, okay. But I still think about, okay, I'm closing my master bedroom window, which is on the second floor. Do I need to lock it? And you know, you look out the window and you go, it's like, what is it, 12 feet down there? I don't know how tall it is, whatever that is. Probably not even that. The window might be ground level. But I'm like, do I need to lock my, if somebody came into my house, now they just throw a big brick through the glass sliding door, right? Throw a big brick through the front door and just come in and rampage through the house. That's realistically what would happen. But it's funny what goes through your mind, right? All right, I'm leaving my house for a few days. I'm going to Texas because I want to show you guys what's happening at the border. How much do I lock my house up? And I've got neighbors just crawling all on all sides of me. I have, six homes that I'm kind of pie-shaped lot in between. So I don't worry about security a lot. Plus, if somebody really wants to get my stuff, it's like, all right, it's stuff, whatever. Making matters worse, Chilean President Gabriel Boric refuses to give U.S. officials the criminal histories of Chileans using the ESTA system, which does not require a background check. Yeah. So we want to bring in these people, but their government won't do anything about security? Man, that sounds like something that Orange Man Bad might take care of, right? And he would be considered racist. Oh, that guy is racist. Doesn't like the Chileans. Spitzer is suing the federal government for not disclosing its negotiations with Chile over the visa requirements and is calling for new laws to stop criminals from entering the country. We just got people running just right through our border, don't we? Whether it's, you know, flying in illegal immigrants or, you know, these criminals coming in on a visa, they're getting in legally. Yeah, but they're mostly, you know, they're mostly tourists. Yeah, they break in, steal stuff, take it home. Wonder why they don't try and fence it here. It's saying that they're taking some of it home. That seems weird. Do you have any stolen contraband in your check-through luggage? No, I don't. Meanwhile, the district attorney of Ventura County has set up a dedicated prosecutor to deal with crimes committed by these burglary tourists. In Los Angeles, police announced the creation of the task force to combat the rise in burglaries after a 17-year-old Chilean national was caught in Arizona following a series of jewel heists. Police said the teen falsified Venezuelan identification and repeatedly evaded officers by claiming that his parents left him alone in the country with a friend of the family, the LA Times reports. Well, with 300,000 illegal minors, that very well could be the case. We don't know. This guy is up to no good. And you know what? You bring in 7, 8, 10 million people into the United States, certain percentage are going to be the bad hombres, aren't they? Is this shocking? No. It's not. It's like, okay, that figures. Yeah. Chalk that one up to, that's reasonable. Chalk that one up to, I have concerns about what's going on here. He was turned over to LA County Children and Family Services. I'm sure he'll do fine. And this kid looks like he'll do fine in a foster care situation, right? Hey, you want to take this guy? He's got a little background as a burglar, but yeah, he's really good at washing those second floor windows. He's good on a ladder. He knows his way around. He's quiet too. He's just so stealthy. We don't hear him coming down the hall in the middle of the night. Weird. But he disappeared before he was caught in Arizona because they book it the F out. Why wouldn't they? And you know what? We haven't even touched on the whole immigration thing. In most of these sanctuary cities and these sanctuary states, they are not turning people that are in the country illegally over to ICE. They're not doing that. And so these individuals, they're not getting deported. Now, this guy's in on a visa, but if he just books it out, we don't know where they are. We don't know what kind of ID he's got. He flies out. I mean, now you're having to do that facial recognition thing if you don't have an ID. But if you tell him, hey, this is who I am, hey, give him some kind of piece of ID. Okay, all right, Jorge, go ahead and board the plane. Two others in the alleged gang, 32-year-old Grecia Romandusky Gaiety Castillo, and that's all one name. Boy, that is a lot. Could you spell your name, please? And 23-year-old Sebastian Jesus Paraguez Soto, both from Chile, were also taken into custody and admitted breaking into several homes. You guys do it? Yes, we did. Could you deport us, please? All right. Another national, Chilean national, Felipe Leiva Solis, 33, was arrested several times last year after being suspected of being part of an organized burglary ring responsible for a minimum of 10 residential burglaries. So they know this is going on. Here we are, a couple of years later. Gonna get after that ring. I did. Is there anything else in this? Just a bunch of stories. Did I cover this woman? No, that's the Gracia Romandusky. She looks like a tough character, doesn't she? You're not gonna find her at the PTA meeting, are you? No, she's out robbing. She's robbing and stealing. It's estimated that they made off with $1 million in jewelry, cash, and electronics. That's nice. That's swell. What else do we got? Okay. That's it on that one. But what I wanted to share was, yeah, this is a video I did like 10 months ago. How long ago was this? A year ago. It was a year ago. Professional South American burglary gangs target wealthy U.S. cities with loose criminal laws. This is a story that's been running out there. We know it. Government knows it. Biden administration knows it. And what's happening? What are we doing? Now, there's so many of these instances of just craziness going on that it's like, you know, you're just seeing all these issues just whiz past you. And so for the government to get a hold of any of them and do anything about it, I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know what that's going to take. Make that vote count, right? That's all I can say. You need some new leadership in the United States. Because what's going on right now, it's like, yeah, we're not sure where they are. Yeah, we've got criminals entering. Yeah, you know, we got bipping going on. Got a whole new vocabulary to talk about smash and grabs. You got all kinds of stuff going on. So pick a topic and, you know, we'll try our best to make things better. And it doesn't, you know, things don't seem to be going in the right direction. That's kind of bottom line. But this story I thought was an interesting one. Because they have identified it, you know, down to tourist burglaries. And they know their MO, and they're doing it in such broad, you know, broad, big scale that it's become a mainline US news story. And there's all kinds of videos on it. And what's really going on? Yeah, we're letting it happen because these are people flying into the United States legally. Gotta crack down on that border. Speaking of which, the southern border, we're waiting for another ruling from an appeals court on SB4 down in Texas to see if Texas can go ahead and basically do their own border security, you know, contain their own state border, which is also federal border with Mexico. Just kind of waiting to see how that goes because the Supreme Court said, yeah, we're going to put a hold on that. The appeals court said, nope, can't do that. So it's in kind of limbo right now, but it'll be really interesting to see kind of where that evolves to. And I don't know. I'm split. Up until this point in time on SB4 down in Texas, I don't think this is going to fly because then so many of these other states are basically going to take up arms that want to and start protecting their own border and arresting illegals and tossing them out. And I don't see that as, you know, given everything else that's going on, I don't see that as a real reality. My folks in Texas, I know there's a lot of you watching in Texas. You know, I wish that, you know, things would happen in a more positive manner. But the way things have gone with, you know, 7-8 million people coming into the U.S. illegally and just moving around, 300,000 kids. I mean, the numbers, the massive numbers alone, just dictate that this isn't going away anytime soon. This is just what's happening. Again, make that vote count, right? It's about the only thing you can do because you can't go down there and protect the southern border for Texas, you know, single-handedly. Although Texas National Guard is doing a heck of a drill. Those guys, along with all the other military entities in Texas, they have really slowed the numbers down. But the Mexican government is also kicking a lot of people back further from the northern end of Mexico back towards the southern end. They're doing some work there. But, you know, the president of Mexico is friends with Biden, and they're not going to take people back that are not Mexicans. They're going through that right now. Yeah, don't want to take any of the Central or South America. Chinese, that's a hard no-go. We're not taking any of those people back. You can keep them in the U.S., even though they allowed all these people to just run through Mexico and illegally get into the United States. All right, I'm going to end this segment with that right there. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting. Love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. Do all that jazz, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here.